going to do a song service tonight, and here's our order here, and we want to see what we can do to use as many of the songs that people have selected as possible. Next, I'm going to start us off with song number 710. 710. He gave me a song. We'll sing all three verses of this song. Did I spell your name right?
Probably, but it was this right here, number four, anyway. I might not have spelled it right, but.
Yeah, it's just a little small.
I understand. Yeah. You got it. Remember four. Remember four. Let's sing.
He took my burdens all away unto Brighton and gave me a song, a wonderful song.
Number 444.
Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace from the colors that by me it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing soul. Showers of great blessing for my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me with shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of I walk alone, dreaming of a comrade that's so long. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly drink of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweet song of all. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary and the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly drink of its golden glory, of its pearly. Shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing your song of all.
Amen. Out of the supplemental book, I think it's 734. Yes, number 734. Mike is lively. Okay.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that fashioned against him can stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we say glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
I had to guess, the light hits that just perfect where I'm sitting, and I can't even see my name. But I didn't see it anywhere else up there, so I assumed I was next. We will sing 757, because as I kept hearing from my pew, it's springtime, and it says springtime in the second verse. So that's why we should sing this song today. 757, Blue Skies and Rainbows.
Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see when my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone, since he promised me that we never would part. Green grass and flowers all blooming in springtime are works of the Master. I live for each day. I know that Jesus is well and alive.
Open the red books. It's been a while since I've led this once, but we're going to sing 665. If we never meet again, 665.
Soon we'll come to the end of my journey. Strong.
In a song like that, it's really hard not to sit and ponder what it's really going to be like when that day comes that we get to be with the Lord. Will you bow with me? Lord, we thank you that we're able to gather here tonight. Lord, the beautiful day you've given us, the sunshine that you've given us. Lord, and we just thank you as we have this song service, Lord. We just pray that it's uplifting to you, Lord. We pray that each one that is here tonight goes home later on feeling edified, Lord, with these songs that we're singing. Lord, we just want to take time to also pray for the ones that are sick, Lord, and ill. Lord, we know Dorothy that sitting in the back, Lord, she's having problems physically, Lord, and we pray that you would be with her.
Amen.
And that you would help the doctors, whatever they need to do, Lord, to help comfort her, and help her live the best life that she can. Lord, we want to take time to pray for Jeff. Lord, we just pray that things would work out for him and that the doctors again would be able to help him. And that, Lord, we know that your hand is in it and that you are protecting him, Lord. Lord, we want to remember Bill Speck tonight. Lord, we just pray that you would help him through this pain that he is suffering, Lord, and all that he has been through. Lord, we just pray that your hand is in that, Lord, and that he would be able to walk through that back door someday real soon. And Lord, we want to remember P. Bowling, Lord, the struggles he's having with his cancer, Lord. We just pray that the tests and stuff that he has coming back, Lord, would be good news. And that, Lord, whatever is going on with him, that your hand would be in it, Lord, and that you would put your hand around him, Lord, and heal him. But, Lord, we just want your will to be done. And, Lord, we just want to pray for the ones that aren't able to make it here, Lord. We do have some shut-ins. Lord, we just pray that you're with them tonight. And, Lord, even though they're not able to be here singing with us, Lord, I hope that they can think of the songs that they used to sing, Lord, here with us, and that those words would be going through their minds and their hearts, and Lord, that they would have time to think about you and reflect on you and the wonderful things that you do for us on this earth and the wonderful home that awaits us in heaven.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray you be with us for the rest of this song service, Lord, and that you would just have the Spirit here with us, Lord, that would uplift each and every one of us. And this we ask in your name to pray. Amen.
Song number 701 in the Blue Book. 701. Lord, we come before thee now.
Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Thy grace.
I think it's 749. Just a second here. It's on the board. Yeah, 749. I'll fly away. I always dreamed about flying when I was younger. One day I'll have to fly. Or it'll seem like flying, at least. I don't know. But we'll definitely fly away from this world to the world of promise. 749.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I fly away. I fly away, oh glory, I fly away.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and is in his law doth it he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that beneath bringeth forth his fruit, his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and with whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen.
Who says we can't be flexible? 345. 345, when the roll is called up yonder. And I'm going to shut this off when I'm leading singing.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, their time shall be no more, and the glory breaks eternal bright and bare. When the Savior shall gather over on the Christ shall rise, and the morning brings the resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Amazing Grace. We'll be singing all seven verses. Because we're going to try to sing the Oh, Fill My Cup version. If I don't butcher this. So if you don't know it, you'll catch on really quickly. Men. Oh, fill my cup, let it overflow. Oh, fill my cup, let it overflow. Oh, fill my cup. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that caused my heart to fear, and grace my fear. How precious did that grace appear when I his word obeyed. Through many dangers, foes, and snare, I have already
come.
'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace
Tonight I want to look at another reason why we don't achieve, and because we don't achieve because sometimes we become too comfortable. We get too comfortable, and so it can stop achievement. And we are too comfortable when we're presented with circumstances, because we need for the importance is not our importance is not great enough for achievement. Hopefully I said that right for you. Now, really what I'm saying is, if we change the temperature one way or the other in here right now, somebody will be uncomfortable. Is that correct? Just 10 to 20 degrees will make somebody uncomfortable. So sometimes we become very comfortable. Now, let me give you for no reason of their own, God put the Hebrews at that time in an uncomfortable position with no reason of their own. Turn with me, if you would, for the book of Genesis in chapter 15 and look at verse 13. And God said to Abram, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years." Now that's uncomfortable. I mean, he put them in a situation, they were there. You know what one of the reasons why they had to go to Egypt for 400 years? God didn't have any place for them to go. He was going to give up the land of Canaan, but the sins of the Canaanites wasn't full. And so he couldn't send them there. Now, in Genesis chapter 42 and verse 26, and it says that all the person belonging to Jacob who came to Egypt, and his direct descendants, not including the wives and the sons, were 60 persons. See, they only had 60 people. Now, if you go to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 35 and 36, it says, "Now the sons of Israel had done according to the words of Moses, for they had requested from the Egyptians a cordon of silver and articles of gold and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they were to have their request." Let me see, did I get that right? I think it's, let's see.
You need to go one verse more.
One more verse, read it for me. You got it?
Yeah,
go ahead and read it for me. I don't think I...
The people of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succa, about 600,000 men on foot besides women and children.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say. So now they come out of there with 600,000 men plus women and children. Now, that's uncomfortable. I mean, it's going to be not, you know, just bear with me, but where are you going to go to the bathroom? Where are you going to get some water? Where are you going to get food to eat? And so they were made very uncomfortable. See, so we're talking about comfort here. Now, tell me this. How many of you right now would pack up and move to Mississippi? Right now. Why wouldn't you do it? Because it's uncomfortable. So you got to go there. You got to adjust to their the way they live, the way they talk. You know, y'all, come on back here. You get it, right? And these type of things. And so we need to talk about and look at comfort. How comfortable or how uncomfortable we are right now. See, and it depends upon that. It depends upon our growth. Depend upon our growth. If we get too comfortable, you know what happens when you get too comfortable. You know what, at the end of too much comfort? Death. If you get too comfortable, you can't do anything else. And so we want to be sure that we're alive. We need to show some life and get uncomfortable every now and again. There's a thing that I don't have to talk about that we know about that causes uncomfortable. You know that the most hardest part of a person coming off drugs is the uncomfortableness. Is when those chemicals start throwing off in their bodies and it makes them sick. It is harder on them than if they kept taking the drugs. They're more comfortable taking the drugs. So go with me, if you would, in talking about comfort. Go to the book of Romans at 12 and 1 and 2. It says, "Therefore I urge you, brother, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and a holy sacrifice." Now, generally, from my understanding, when you have a sacrifice, it's dead, right? You sacrifice an animal, he's already dead. But it says here that God wants from us a living sacrifice. So it's going to hurt. If you give up the things that God wants you to give up, you're going to feel it. It's going to hurt. He said he want to live in sacrifice. And said, he said, a living and a holy sacrifice acceptable to God. So you got to do it exactly how he wants you to do it. You can't do it the way you want to do it. Which is your spiritual service. And then it says in verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind. Now, we all have our position in life, do we not? We have our own thoughts. We think, we take positions on things that we take positions on, and then I come up and say, you have to change it. See, it says renew the mind. See, that's why most people won't obey the gospel when you present it to them, because it hurts. It's hard. I know a person that worshiped at North, not worshiped there, but he goes there at North Seattle. He's been going there. I mean, I was there for 20 years, and I know he was there most of the time. But he would not, he has, still to the day, he has not obeyed the gospel, because if he does, he would have to admit that his grandparents were lost. What do you think about that? So he needs to go ahead and suffer it and make that change. Renew the mind. Said, renew the word. And so do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is acceptable and perfect. See? And so what we're saying is, sometimes, if we are going to grow, we need to give up comfort sometimes. See, we're in a society of comfort, are we not? Microwaves, lattes, TV dinners, and those things are quick, and we want them. If they outlawed some of these things for us, we'd be upset. I know I would. And so we want to grow, and if we're going to grow, we have to accepted, some of the reasons why that we don't grow is because we do not accept and want to give up our comfort. So think about that, you know, and I'm in the same boat you are. And so let's think about that. And that's our invitation tonight. And so let's grow and become uncomfortable some of the time. Lee?
6:44. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and we're all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For it's done.
77, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. We'll sing the first and the third verse of this song. And if you could make it up to the front, you can serve. If not, you could serve you wherever you are. So let that be known. Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. Let us sing.
Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. From the heaven, praise His name. In the highest, all His angels praise proclaim, all His hosts together praise Him, sun and moon and stars on high, praise Him all ye heaven of heaven, and ye fall above the sky. Let the praise give Jehovah, for His name alone is high, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, for things and beasts and cattle, earth that in the heavens fly, wings of earth and all ye people, princes greater, judges all, praise His name, young men and maidens, aged men that live. Let them praise to give Jehovah, for His name alone is high, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory.